You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth East High School officials say they will implement new security procedures after a fight involving a student from a neighboring district on Thursday. According to school officials, a student at Duluth East intentionally let the individual into the building on Thursday before the incident began. As of Friday, visitors and students who enter the building after the first bell will need to sign in with the administrative office and show their school ID. Officials say a school resource officer responded to the fight in seconds and de-escalated the situation quickly. A Hayward man was convicted of two counts of bankruptcy fraud and of criminal contempt of court on Thursday. According to court documents, 73-year-old Bernard Seedling was convicted following a four-day trial in federal court. Seedling had filed for bankruptcy in 2022, claiming he had no real estate holdings or business-related properties and that he had a single deposit account with less than $200 in it. Authorities later discovered he actually had millions in trusts, partnerships, cash, and uncashed cashier's checks. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin State Assembly would require revocation for people who violate the terms of their correctional supervision. Currently, justice-involved individuals who violate the terms of their parole, probation, or extended supervision could be recommended for a revocation hearing by their caseworkers. If the legislation becomes law, parole officers would be mandated to recommend a revocation if the individual is charged with a new offense. Opponents say there's already too many people being revoked for technical reasons. The Rice Lake City Council plans to rezone the National Guard Armory building property as they consider purchasing the site. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs is selling the building and offered the city and Barron County the right of first refusal. The property has been appraised at $550,000, and city officials are seeking potential partners for development or even holding a referendum vote to let residents decide if they should purchase it. The city council wants to rezone the property for commercial purposes. A recent report found Wisconsin's roadways ranked 26th in overall road cost effectiveness and condition this year. According to the annual highway report from the Reason Foundation, the state jumped 7 spots in the rankings, which cover road and bridge safety, pavement quality, and cost effectiveness. Among the individual categories ranked, Wisconsin finished 7th in rural fatalities and 10th in urban and other fatalities. The state's worst category was urban arterial pavement condition, where it ranked 44th in the country. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding families and teachers to keep an eye on the mental health of their kids and students as they return from spring break. According to health officials, self-harm incidents with kids between the ages of 10 and 19 tend to increase following a return from a long school break or during transition periods. They're reminding families and teachers to look out for signs that kids and students may be struggling with their mental health. They're also reminding residents about the 988 Mental Health Crisis Hotline. A second person charged in connection to the arson of a hunting cabin in Bayfield County has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, 29-year-old Noah Schmitz of Bayfield was charged with arson of a building and resisting and failing to stop. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison. 32-year-old Skylar Bessina of Bayfield was convicted on arson charges in December and was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. Schmitz allegedly told investigators the pair set the bear camp on fire because they believed bear dogs were being mistreated. The Spooner Municipal Operations Committee has received $2,000 in donations to improve filtration equipment in storm sewer catch basins. The donations were provided by the Washburn County Lakes and Rivers Association and the Yellow River Protection Conservancy. Officials say the funding will be used on projects at 2 sites this summer, adding manhole oil and sediment filters in the Veterans Memorial Park wetland parking lot and at the Durand Drive wetland. Stormwater runoff can carry pollutants into the water supply. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will begin selling bonus harvest authorizations for the 2025 spring turkey hunting season on Monday. According to a press release, the leftover permits can be purchased through the Go Wild license portal or in person with a licensed sales agent starting at 10 a.m. and running through midnight each day. To purchase them online, hunters will now need a Go Wild username and password, and officials are advising interested hunters to set their account information up as soon as possible. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would increase the penalties for people convicted of property theft in multiple cases. The legislation proposed by Republican lawmakers would allow multiple property theft crimes committed within a six-month period to be combined as one crime. That means individual crimes where the value of the stolen property would only classify as a misdemeanor could be combined to upgrade to a felony charge. The bill would also allow prosecutors to file felony charges against suspects with prior misdemeanor convictions. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed, Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called, because it's not particularly like common for a score, a player, a group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to the tournament 4 straight years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says We Are Not Alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The six-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. You've heard of Ted Lasso, the Apple TV show that premiered during the COVID-19 pandemic. It came at the right time and seemed to make people warm and fuzzy all over and give them much-needed laughs. We could use more of that now, and according to Variety, the show is coming back for a fourth season. Ted will be portrayed by Christopher Walken. Just kidding, even though I think that would be hilarious. Jason Sudeikis returns to the show that garnered 66 Emmy nominations and 13 wins. The exact release date has not yet been mentioned. SNL 50 happened weeks ago, but Variety is reporting that Bill Murray got very emotional during the festivities. The actor appeared on the Sway Calloway show and admitted to crying 3 times throughout the broadcast, especially losing it when a clip of the late Gilda Radner appeared, saying he loved Gilda and absolutely came apart when he saw her on screen. You may have thought Friday was freaky 22 years ago, but it just got freakier. Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are back as Tess and Anna Coleman, the mother-daughter duo, who despite not having a great relationship, are forced to live each other's lives after a body-swapping incident. Wow, that's a rough sitch, even if you like each other. In the sequel, it happens again, dagnabbit. Deadline reports that Jamie Lee Curtis will also serve as a producer and Lindsay Lohan as executive producer on the sequel, which will be called Freakier Friday. Wonder how many spitballing sessions that took. If you're excited about the Oasis reunion tour but can't make it or don't want to pay the money to see them live, you will have the option of a concert film. The tour starts July 4th this coming summer and runs through November. There are no details yet as to whether the film will be just the concert itself or have some kind of narrative, but there will be egos. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon, and it will be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 57, with rain and a little snow possible by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.